You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. Okay, now I want to talk about everybody who is in a denomination or is in a work of God often says that that work seems to fall over after the second or third generation and someone has to start up a new work. Well, I thought long and hard about that and I inquired on the Lord about that, and he gave me a revelation as to why these things are so. I'll show you a scripture. In the Bible it says, "And I went out by night." It's all about Jerusalem. It's the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 13. Nehemiah is going back to the ruined city of Jerusalem after being in captivity for 70 years. And he goes back, and Jerusalem is all in ruins. And it says, "And I went," and when he got there, he spied out the whole thing and looked at it to see what he could do to rebuild Jerusalem. He said, "And I went out by night by the gates of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire." It actually says, it says in Proverbs 25, verse 28, it says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." So basically, what I've found is that there is a generation that God raises up and he gives them revelation, and they start a work of, or a movement of God. They start up a church and it becomes fat, and people start joining it, and it becomes maybe a small denomination or a move of God. And there are signs and wonders and miracles, and people come out of the darkness or out of their denominational, their dead churches, and they leave. People come out of their worldly ideas, and they leave them, and they join the church, and it's a great move of God. And you see signs and wonders and miracles. You see people's lives getting changed. You see doctrine being established. You see all things, all the walls, all the broken down walls being rebuilt, and the things of God coming into alignment. And those men of God who have studied the scriptures, who have labored in prayer and fasting, and have done all the hard yards, they provide to those people who are in the church the revelation that God has given them. And they present it through the scriptures, and those people can see because they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and they can recognize that this is true gospel. It's true word. It's not the fictitious ideas of men. It's not some crazy doctrine. This is the word of God, and they're seeing wonderful things. They're seeing fruit. They're seeing families coming together. They're seeing children being born into the fellowship. And things are running along really well. And God is visiting, and they feel the presence of God. And people's lives are absolutely being transformed and changed because of people following God according to the scriptures. They've gone back to the broken walls and they've rebuilt them. They've gone back and established proper doctrine through revelation, and they have ministered it to all of the congregation. The congregation, they receive it with great joy, and they use it and they apply that doctrine with life in it to, in their own lives, and they receive life, and everybody is happy and everybody rejoices. But then when the children grow up in the church and they become of age and they have to take on the doctrine, they've received the doctrine, they've received the theology, they've received what they should do and what they shouldn't do, what is the right way to do this and the wrong way to do that, all according to the word of God, and it's all been fleshed out through the word of God, and they receive this and they know it off by heart because they're being taught. They're being continually taught. They're not looking for any new thing. They're re-establishing things over and over again. So the children grow up and they hear these things. They can quote them, pervade them. They know where all the scriptures are. And then they carry the ball on in the next generation. And those children, some of them receive the revelation of the word. And there are two things. People can receive the instruction of the word, so they can hear the word and they can get head knowledge. And that, you know, it doesn't take much to know that if you lie, you'll come out of sorts with God. It doesn't take much of a revelation. But there are operational things. There are things that God hides from generation to generation. And it is a king, right? It's his privilege to search them out. So these people are diligent in fasting and prayer and studying and meditating on the word for hours and hours, and they receive this revelation and they dish it out to the congregation, and the congregation get life from it. But their children receive the same. And some of them, it's just teaching. That's all it is. And some of them, it's revelation. Some of them pick up what their parents have heard, what their parents have heard from the Lord, and it is revelation to them. When it's revelation, it's inside you. When it's just teaching, it's in your head. The enemy can come, he only takes the stuff that's inside you, in your heart, that's sown in your heart. He's not interested with your head knowledge. You can know all the Bible, but if you don't have any revelation of the Bible, if none of that's a rhema that's in your heart, then he's not really too concerned. You're just a theologian with no revelation of God. You know every Greek and Hebrew word, but you don't know God. You don't know his ways. The Bible says that the children of Israel, they saw his works, but Moses knew his ways. Moses had a revelation of who God was and how he operated. So when you pass on to your next generation, if you don't pass on the revelation that you have received, not just the word, but the revelation that is encapsulated in the word, then that next generation, all they have is word. And when they feed it to their children, it's just word. You know, they'll say, look, we need to be baptized. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. And they get people baptized and get people filled with the Holy Spirit. But if you ask them, why do you need to be baptized? They say, well, we don't know. Our parents got baptized and the Bible says you have to be baptized, so we get baptized. So why do you have to have the Holy Spirit? Well, the Bible says that, you know, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. And they can quote the scripture in, Romans chapter 8, verse 9. They can quote all those scriptures. But if they don't have the revelation, what is attached to those words, if they don't understand why you need the Holy Spirit, they don't understand about the whole process of baptism and why that, how that when you go under the water, you die to your way of life and you are a new creation on the other side. They don't understand that when it comes to warfare against the enemy, they don't know how to fight. They don't know what weapons to use. They don't even know what the weapons do. They just know they've got a whole arsenal of knives and forks and swords and flamethrowers and nuclear bombs, but they haven't got a clue how to apply them. They don't even know where the buttons are. So they fall prey, and you'll find that the first generation received the revelation. The second generation received the revelation, and some of that generation received no revelation, and then they pass it on to their children, and their children receive, and it gets watered down to the third generation. When you get to the third or fourth generations, it's just operation. They've got a whole manual of things. Now, you can have a mechanic, and you can say to him, I've got a problem with my car, and you give him the symptoms, and he automatically knows what's wrong with your car because he has a revelation of how the car works. He's an old mechanic. But you get a young mechanic who all he has ever done has been taught the manual. You go in, when you go to give a service, you do this, this, and this, and this, and you do that, that, and that, and then that's all they do. When it comes to diagnostics, it takes somebody with a revelation to know how it all works, not just getting a manual out and saying, well, they've already printed the revelation in the manual. They figured out how the car works. They printed it out in the manual, and I only consult the manual. I haven't got a clue how cars work. All I do is, I'm talking about a mechanic. these new mechanics, they say, I don't know how a car works. All I know is you just look at the manual, page 36, and it tells you how to tune a car up. It tells you how to take the diff off. It tells you how to do this, how to pull the motor out, how to pull the head off the motor. Right. And that information is worthwhile and valuable, but without the revelation, you can't be creative. So when a situation comes in the church that's a curly one, that's a really difficult question, nobody knows how to fix it up because they only know the manual and they don't know the revelation. They don't understand the revelation of the Word. They don't understand how it all works. So what they have to do is they have to go back to the Word and receive fresh revelation. Now, they might have the manual, they might have the process, and that's good. That's good. Don't throw away the manual, but you need the revelation. So every generation or every new generation that follows on, if they have to go back to God and receive afresh the revelation of the Word, it has to be alive inside them, or else it just becomes a process. It becomes doctrine. They say, well, we don't know, we just do it. That's what we do in our church. Why do you do this? We don't know. It's because we just do it, and we just do it. We've always done it, and that's the way we do it. You know, for generations after generations after generations. And you ask them, you say, well, why? And they just haven't got a clue, because they don't have a revelation. So anybody can come with false doctrine when they're at that stage. And they can superimpose or dovetail in their false doctrine with their word because they don't have a revelation. And they don't understand why they're getting hoodwinked. That's why a church only lasts after second or third generation. Because they need to have a fresh revelation. Each generation that comes up needs to be taught the manual, everything that's been thrashed out, but they also need to be taught not just the operation of how things go, but they need to have a revelation of the Word, of each individual scripture, each individual part of the operation of God. They need to understand those things, because the kingdom of God is dynamic. It's not in a manual. It's you know, the Bible is a manual, but if without revelation, it's nothing. You know, you can live a good life through the Bible. You can just look at all the scriptures and it says this, and you go and read Proverbs. There's lots of wisdom in that. But without the revelation, you cannot operate in the kingdom of God. The Bible says that unless you're born of water and the Spirit, unless you're born from above, unless you're born of the Spirit, right, born from above, you won't enter or see the kingdom of God. It is the Spirit that brings the revelation. It's not through much learning. The Bible says that they are forever seeking or forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, the revelation. So you can be a Bible scholar and not have any revelation of the kingdom of God, how it operates. There are surface, on top of the Bible, in the Bible, there are surface operations. You know that the Bible says that you need to be baptized. The Bible says we need to have the Holy Ghost. We know about speaking in tongues. We know all about all the different things. We know that if you lie, then you come out of sorts with God. We know that, but we don't understand the dynamics behind it. And without knowing the dynamics behind it, we can't walk dynamically, because God didn't call us to be a people that consult the Word. We're a people who walk by the Spirit dynamically. We don't have to go to a person and say to them, okay, I need to do something, I need to know, how do I do this? No, we seek the Lord ourselves, and he dynamically transforms revelation to us how we're supposed to go in and go out. So how do you think you could reinvigorate a generation that all they have is Word? All they have is procedure. All they have is doctrine. But they don't have much revelation. They might have a little bit of revelation, but they don't have much. How would you reinvigorate? How would you reestablish that link back in the Spirit? Well, what does the Bible say? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, For he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. This is a great revelation. The speaking in tongues is a revelational gift. If you've got the manual, and if you've got a whole church that knows the manual and the operation, even the pastors, but they don't have much revelation of the operation. If you get them praying in tongues, not for 5 minutes, but an hour or two every day, within months, all of a sudden, all of the word, all of the scriptures they can quote verbatim, back, up and down, left, right and centre, they have life attached to them. And they start walking around with their mouth open going, oh! And they don't understand. They realise that they have had this word, they have handled this word for years, but they didn't understand really what it really meant. And God reveals this revelation of the word because they sat down and they attached themselves back into the vine, which is Jesus Christ, and they started taking life back out of the vine, and they received life and revelation. And then the devil and all his work gets thrown out. You know, speaking in tongues is an antivirus program. You know, speaking in tongues, it will actually extrapolate. If somebody gives you a word, a teaching, and half of it is rubbish and the other half is inspired by the Holy Ghost, do you know that by speaking in tongues, you will rightly be able to divide the word so that you can throw the trash out and keep the good stuff? Do you know that speaking in tongues will bring you into all of the revelation of God? Do you know that speaking in tongues was specifically provided for you? I'm talking about speaking in tongues for edification. Was specifically provided for you to perform this matter. There's actually a lot more that speaking in tongues brings. But this is a major thing. It is designed to get you out of the ditch and to keep you out of the ditch. When I get people filled with the Holy Spirit and baptized, and they're fully plugged into the kingdom of heaven, I get them praying, and I don't have to give them much theology. I don't have to give them much teaching. The Holy Spirit teaches them and gets them out of the ditch. They can be in a messed up life, still doing things, smoking, drinking, doing all sorts of things, thinking all sorts of dumb things. But if you get them praying in tongues on a continual basis, all of a sudden, all of that stuff that they're doing and thinking starts to fall and be pulled down by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's the key. That's the key to keeping a generation alive in the Word of God. It's a very important thing that each person that even comes to the Lord and is part of the church lives their life not being fed from the front, but being fed by the Lord, dynamically by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are pastors who preach to their congregation, and the congregation don't have a Bible, don't even bother having a Bible, because the pastor knows everything, and he just gives us the sermon every week. But if the pastor drops dead the next day, you're gone. You got nothing. Who's going to pick the ball up and run? You need another pastor. No, what you need is for the individuals to be able to be in a position where if every single Christian on the face of the earth disappeared and you are the only one left, you could pick up the ball and run with it because you walk in revelation of the Word of God. Okay. We'll leave that there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.